Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Guess what?
It's Friday.
Friday the 13th.
You know what happens next?
No, not that.
No, not that.
I'm talking about
this weekend.
Are you ready for this?
Come on, I'm ready.
Are you ready for it?
Are you truly ready for
yes.
it?
Yes.
I'm ready already.
Ready for the weekend.
Best weekend ever.
Just we get this party started.
We gotta get this party started.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime, and we are ready to rock. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. And for everybody listening bright and early this morning, Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is out there somewhere. Find it, win $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel, and of course, your friends here at KKLZ.
Do not follow me when I leave the parking lot thinking that I have the rock or I'm going to hide it. I don't. I'm not. I don't know where it is, but don't follow me.
Carla went for a Starbucks run this morning and, two, three cars.
Kind of scared. Yeah, two cars kind of scared me for a minute. Then I thought, ah, crap. So I went up to one of them in a truck. It's like, well, if they're going to hurt me, I guess they're going to hurt me. But I said, listen, tap, tap, to hello. I don't have the rock. What? I said, I don't have the Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's not, I just go somewhere else. Don't follow me, please.
And if you're out there looking already this morning, be careful, be safe. And as we always say at the end of the show, be kind to each other.
Yes, do, you guys. It's Friday the 13th, too. And for some reason, people get all weird about it. I consider those to be lucky days.
A lot of people do.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
one of those people.
Yeah, excuse me. My nose is itching. Okay. That means money or company or something.
Or you're lying to us. Yeah, you're lying to us.
I don't know. I always think it's money. So whatever's itching, it's money.
Or maybe a big family reunion for you in store after yesterday's
Not
show.
Not after yesterday. Forget it.
Okay.
Give up on them.
Increasing already. You just reconnected.
Guess what? I'm not going to talk to him for another 40 years now.
Increasing clouds today and right through the weekend. If you're hunting for the rock, they say it's going to be cloudy. It's not going to be real hot or anything. So, high today in the low 60s as well as over the weekend. Maybe on Sunday, upper 50s. We'll see how that works out. 42 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
We have a big 30th birthday today.
Ooh.
I know. It's quite a milestone.
All right. We'll talk more about that and who's it for.
Mm-hmm.
Plus some other stories after Fleetwood Mac Dreams.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for
Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens, boy, he broke Michael Vick's record last night. Single season quarterback rushing record. He broke that. He's breaking all sorts of records. Mm-hmm. I mention it just because this guy's fun to watch. Man, he's fun to watch.
I think they might be going to the Super Bowl.
I have a feeling, too. And I said to you a few weeks ago, it's like he's fearless.
Yeah.
He's just fearless.
And last night I checked out the game after watching, flipping back and forth with the BGK game.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. So we'll talk more about that. But the last score I saw was like 42-21 or
that
something like
that.
That
was the final score.
That was the final?
Yeah. Yes, it was. For a minute early on, I thought maybe the Jets might have a chance. But no, I know. That's
might
how
well
I
be sitting on the roof.
I know. That's how it is when my Lions play too.
Yeah.
Oh God, they don't have a chance. Despacito by Luis Fonsi, most watched video on YouTube over the past decade. He did this with Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Shape of You by Ed Sheeran is number two. Followed by See You Again by Wiz Khalifa, who I know is one of your favorites,
yes.
Mike. You love Wiz Khalifa.
Love the Wiz.
Yes.
Hold on, I'll give it to you. Thank you.
He's on down the road. Oh,
Yo
the other Wiz.
Yeah.
Yes. Jinx. This is a cool cast right here. Viola Davis, Andre Brower, Tiffany Haddish, Jay Farrow, they will all be in the Good Times portion of the live in front of a studio audience. Viola Davis, man. Yeah.
That's a big get.
That's huge. Andre Brower, I'm looking forward to that once again. I thought they did a great job with it. And a big birthday today, little Taylor Swift turns 30 years old.
Woo-hoo!
That's a huge deal, man. If you're getting her a gift, make sure it's, something she wants or There'll be a song about you on YouTube tomorrow. So just
if you don't. You.
Yes, that's right.
Just be careful.
Very cool. I like her. I hope she's around for a long time. I really do. That is my take.
All right. Hey, by the way, I want to remind everybody, if you're going to be out Monday morning, after the show Monday morning, Carla and I and the Mike and Carla
yes.
Morning Show going to be ringing the bell for Salvation Army and trying to raise some money over at the Smiths, 8555 West Sahara. You and I and the entire cast and crew of the M&C Morning Show going to be out there from 10 to noon, as well as the other Beasley radio stations
yes.
throughout the day. So if you could stop by and donate a couple of bucks, we'd really appreciate it. Salvation Army, they do such good work here in Vegas. And we'll continue to do work right through the holidays into next year. So if you're not doing anything, stop by Monday morning, say hi. You want more details? Go to our website, 963KKLZ.com.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's been going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 963KKLZ.
All right, so Carla, you had mentioned it's Taylor Swift's birthday today.
Yep.
She turns 30 years old, the wise old age of 30 years
mm-hmm.
old. Rolling Stone magazine ranked all 153 of Taylor Swift's songs. They put Bad Blood dead last.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, they wrote them all up, and it's interesting. It's not that it's horrible. It's just that's kind of where it, you know.
All the other songs
up.
Are
yeah.
just better than Bad Blood.
And most of the songs that weren't her hits are, mm-hmm. you know, kind of high up there. You know?
And this is the number one Taylor Swift
song.
Hit, according to Rolling Stone, called All Too Well. Assuming this was one of her big hits, right?
It was a hit, yeah.
Big hit or?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Shake It Off or any of those. No, okay. And I think that was from 2012, somewhere in there.
All right.
So, you know, was it 1989? I think that was when that one came out. So like 2012, I think.
One other music thing I have for you. If you're wondering what Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has been
yeah.
up to. He's recording with Kesha.
Really?
Who has a new song out called Resentment. This also features Sturgill Simpson.
Okay, yeah.
All right, and so this is all three of them all together. This mm-hmm. could be on a new album that comes out later next month. Here's a sample of that.
I got something I gotta get off of my chest.
What? Is this Taylor Swift too?
Sounds like
yeah.
it. I know.
On guitar.
Yeah.
Shut
sounds
up.
I don't hate. There's a song that sounds exactly like.
I thought the same thing, but I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So this is Kesha.
You know, Morty. You were at that
yeah.
other station.
Yeah.
What's that other poppy song that
yeah.
sounds like this poppy song? What is it?
So that's Kesha, her new song, Resentment, from a new album that's going to be out January 31st called High Road. And Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is on it, along with Sturgill Simpson.
Cool. Okay.
And some musician called Warble.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Cool.
I like it, though.
Yeah, I like it,
but
too.
But you're right.
Actually.
It sounds like another song that
yeah,
you
and I can't
think
of,
that Morty would know. But
I can't think of the song. It'll come to me. Mercedes,
okay.
If you're listening, let me know what song I'm thinking about.
You have the hotline number for that.
Yeah, I do.
I
have the back line. I got the back line.
You know what? Would that be hilarious?
I doubt they'll answer it, but.
You know the one I'm thinking of, Morty, and something
I do.
Better now, something like
anybody
that.
Anybody can help us, 702-739-9636.
Sadly, if there was any distortion or anything in the song, I probably didn't listen
to it. I know.
Yeah.
Yes,
so.
True.
Perfect.
Yes, very true.
But if anybody else can help us out, give us a call. Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. It's out there somewhere. Find it. Win $10,000 from the Silverton Hotel Casino. And, of course, KKLZ. And as we've said, if you're looking,
yeah,
you know what? Be careful, be safe, and be nice to each other.
Oh, please do. And it seems like everybody works together when it comes to, you know, this rock.
Yeah.
You know, unless, you know, till the person finds it.
Yeah.
What? They totally cheated, man. How'd they cheat? They got the clues, man. They got the clues
Something.
From someone. Somebody help me. I'm trying to come up with a song you had played earlier. You played that Kesha song.
Here it is.
And listen. I got something I gotta get off
of my chest. Now you say it sounds
it's
like
exactly.
another song.
Okay. There's a song, and I want to say it's a Selena Gomez, maybe Demi Lovato. And it's exactly that melody. And I hated when my dad would do this, but it's just that. It's like either I'm better off, or I'm better now, and they
repeat
it.
Well, if somebody
it,
can call in now, at 702-739-9636, do we have something for them?
Can't I remember?
If it truly is the song you're trying to think of,
got,
you and Morty.
Yeah, I've got gum. I have something.
You know what? We'll trade you this. And
yes,
no, we're not giving you the Jingle Bell Rock.
No, I'll have some. Yes, I will have something for someone. I'll give them something from our studio. I will have something. I just need to know what the song is. It's
one of our moo cows. We have quite a few of those.
Chick-fil-A moo cow.
Increasing clouds today, tonight, and right through tomorrow. Maybe a little windy on Sunday. High today, tomorrow in the low 60s. High 50s on Sunday. 42 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Get to that after some holiday music.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Scientists in Denmark did a very in-depth study to find out if tapping on a beer can or soda can that's been, you know, shaken up will really prevent it from foaming. They used a mechanical shaker to do this. Went through about 1,000 cans.
Yeah.
No, it does not make a difference. It doesn't. They found none.
So you're talking about when you put the, after you shake it and then you
and then you tap on the top of it. Yeah, that's going to stop it from fizzing. It doesn't. So give up,
well,
people.
Clearly.
It doesn't work. Okay. Yeah. You always think about, just wait a couple minutes, okay, and it'll go down.
What was the thinking behind it actually working?
It taps the bubbles. It slows them down or pops them up a little bit.
Isn't it all about
so
pressure
it's,
and...
I have no idea. It's
the
all about leaving it sit for a while.
Or just getting a new one.
Yes. Yes.
Science.
Or putting that one back in.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But it is fun to do to somebody.
Yep.
Yeah. Shake it up.
Yeah, it is. Here you go. A company in England now, and I'm trying to find the name of this company. They let employees take hangover days. I know. They get hangover days.
We could take advantage of that.
I know. Or just close on Mondays. How about that? Why don't you just do that? Jeez.
Save everybody the hassle.
Yes.
And the company some money.
Oh, my gosh. And General Mills figured out the most popular Christmas cookie in every state, analyzed all of the traffic to their three main recipe websites. That's how they did it. Betty Crocker, Pillsbury, and Tablespoon, they're called. The most popular cookies in our USA are peanut butter blossoms. Those are those peanut butter cookies with the big Hershey's Kiss in the middle.
Oh.
That's the most popular.
That's what they're called?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It was like, well, I know the... Oh, that's what those are. Yeah, won 7 states. Sugar cookie M&M bars. You've seen those. They're bars. They almost look like it's kind of a flat, maybe a white-looking brownie, and they have M&Ms in them.
Yeah.
That's what those are. 5 states won that. Sugar cookies, regular sugar cookies. Italian Christmas cookies. Those are those powdered sugar ones.
Yeah.
They're also Russian tea cookies, I believe. Won 4 states. So,
okay.
Morty, yours was ginger. They were gingerbread cookies in Hawaii. Yeah, maybe because of the ginger. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think
but
macadamia nut cookies, but...
No, nothing. Nothing about macadamia nuts. Yeah, I know. I had to look and see. But interesting. So there you go. If you're eating the peanut butter blossoms, you're right in there with the most popular cookie in the country. It is Friday, baby. A few things you should know.
Normally on Friday, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard is in studio, but he's on the road this morning. Going to chat with him. He's talking about the new Jumanji movie.
Yes.
And we will do that after Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
Get up, get up.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, normally he's in studio, but this morning he's on the road up in San Francisco checking out a new film that's due out here. Jeff, when's that coming out? 1917.
It comes out at Christmas, and I'm here to talk to the cast and the director. Yeah, so
all right.
Can't wait to tell you about it when I get back in the studio.
All right, so more on that next week, but right now you're talking about The Rock.
Oh, yeah, The Rock. It wouldn't be the holidays without The Rock, right? Not
right.
The Jingle Bell Rock, but
that's
The Rock.
That's right.
From the-
Ha 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 ha!
You like that little tie-in?
Yes. I love it.
Well, you know, the original Jumanji is a classic. You know, a lot of people just can never forget Robin Williams and that. And, of course, The Rock updated it 2 years ago when they made it a video game. And these guys got sucked into the video game and became these avatars. It was one of the biggest hits of The Rock's career. So now we have the sequel to that. We have the same characters back. But this time, when we go inside the video game, they drag along Danny DeVito and Danny Glover. Can you believe that?
Okay.
It's funny. And this time within the game, they're allowed to change avatars. So sometimes The Rock will be Danny DeVito. Sometimes The Rock will be a young cheerleader. You know, so it changes throughout the whole film. And to see Kevin Hart do Danny Glover through the entire film, so it's really hysterical. Great action sequences, a built-in audience because the first one was such a runaway hit. It's such a great holiday film for families. You're going to love it.
I thought you were going to say total opposite. Like, it's too confusing. It's
terrible.
No. And it's nothing close to the original. And they just...
This is now the follow-up to the next one, to the sequel or something.
That's what
right?
I was talking about.
It's the follow-up to the sequel.
Well, they still have the game. And, yes, they're going to keep making these as long as they make money.
Yeah.
And it is a little bogged down. It's kind of the same thing as the first one. But it's got a whole new adventure. It really does.
All right.
I think people are going to love The Rock. I love The Rock.
You can follow Jeff, of course, on Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great time in San Francisco, and we will talk to you next week. Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is out there somewhere. Find it. Collect the $10,000 from the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ, along with the Silverton Casino Hotel. Boy, oh boy, people are all over Clark County right now trying to collect $10K. So we'll see what happens. By the way, we have your first of three on-air clues coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Partly cloudy today and right through the weekend. Highs today, tomorrow in the low 60s, upper 50s by Sunday.
Okay.
Even a little windy, about 45 outside right now. Carla's next take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, you might get a whole series all about your very favorite Christmas movie.
All right. More about that and some other stories coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Here we go, Jingle Bell Rock Hunters, the first clue of the morning.
All hell
will break loose. It's out there. Do it. Here you go.
No, that's not the clue?
No, that's not the clue, Mike.
All right. Here it is. Here's the official clue.
The clue to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, be ready to change direction, not your mind. See? See? Change direction, not your mind. Ooh. Now, you be the first one to find that Jingle Bell Rock. Return it to us here at the station. You are going to win $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Now, the next clue to help you out, Wendy Rush will have it a little after 1 o'clock today. But be sure to visit Silverton Reward Center for a new written clue posted each weekday. And download that free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com for more information if you need it. Be ready to change direction, not your mind.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Well, Justin Bieber has been teasing something really big for the coming year. He's been all over, you know, the internet doing this. Now, I'm hoping it's his retirement. But he's talked about
it. You never know.
Yes. He's actually talked about a new album that he's about done with, I guess, that addresses his struggles and his marriage and all of that. It's been a tough year for little Justin. Aww. Well, big Justin Bieber now.
Yeah.
Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory, he's producing a series for HBO Max based on National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh.
Now, there's no word if anyone from the movie, you know, will, or the movies, I should say, will be cast, but Johnny played Rusty in Christmas Vacation. So, you know, there could be something there.
If I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A long time ago, right? Beverly Hillbillies is their mansion. You might have heard of this mansion. It was an actual mansion that the Beverly Hillbillies was filmed in and around. Now, that estate was for sale for $350 million. Has a 25,000 square foot main house, tennis court, pond, gardens, pool, all sorts of stuff. It did sell for $150 million. So they came down quite a bit in price. Yeah. an old friend of my father's and one of their first agents, Jerry Parencio was his name. He was a big producer.
Yeah.
He passed away a couple of years ago, and that was his house.
Oh.
That was his house. And yeah, so they finally sold it. And a big birthday today, man. Dick Van Dyke, 94 years old.
Wow.
94 years old.
Just when you think he had passed away maybe a little while ago, he's still alive and still dancing.
Was even had a little chunk in the new Mary Poppins movie
a couple
years ago. So Dick Van Dyke, 94 years old.
Hey, we just want to tell everybody, Monday, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, myself, Carla Ray, our producer Morty, John Schaefer, we're going to be out there ringing the bell for the Salvation Army for to raise some funds to help those less fortunate in Las Vegas. We're going to be at 8555 West Sahara. Now, we'll be there 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. to noon.
Yes.
The Beasley Media Group will be out there all day long. Our shift is 10 to noon, so if you're not doing anything, stop by. And donate a couple of bucks.
Please.
Help us out, as well as the Salvation Army. And if you want more information, simply go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. All morning long. I think this started in the 6 a.m. hour.
Yes.
The new song by Kesha. You and Maury think, actually, it's you that thinks it sounds exactly like another song.
And I can't think of the song. I just know the melody.
And nobody is helping us on the phone.
No.
You thought we should call Mercedes.
Yes, or I thought maybe she could at least give us a bus.
Well, guess what?
Oh, are you serious?
Hi, you guys.
I told you she'd call.
I know this has to be a little weird for you. I didn't believe you were as good of friends as you said.
It's a girl thing.
You guys, are you kidding me? Stop that.
Well, Mercedes, you have to help me because they're, and I don't know if you heard it, Kesha released a new song with Sturgill Simpson. And just in the refrain, can you play it, Mike?
Are you familiar with the song?
Yes, I actually heard it this morning.
Okay.
But yeah, but give me a refresh. Give me a refresh.
I got something I gotta get off of my chest. I've been staying up while you're sleeping in my bed.
That. Okay.
Do you like pina colada?
No, wait.
Mercedes, you're not trying to win concert tickets with us.
Yes, you are. You have to be caller 9. You just hang on.
It does sound familiar.
Doesn't it?
Put my finger on it.
I want to say it's a Selena Gomez song, and I know I said this before. My dad used to do this. My mom hated it. And it's that refrain. It's almost like was it, I'm better now, better now.
Is it Post Malone?
It isn't Post Malone.
I really think that you are better now.
I think it was a duet. I think she sang it with someone else, so I want to say it was Selena Gomez.
And I'll be the first to tell you, Mercedes,
Mike has no clue what
I'm
talking
no
about.
Help to this. I have no freaking clue.
One more person just popped in my head. Is it Taylor Swift?
That's what I thought.
It might
back to December or something.
Maybe that's the
yes, I think Morty's right. I think it is that one.
Okay, that might
See,
be
Carla,
it.
What may be so hard might be very easy.
Shut up. It's not clue time. Stop it. Listen, Mercedes, we mentioned Lizzo yesterday, and Mike left the room because he had no clue as to what we were talking about.
Well, you guys, I still put my vote in for the Pina Colada song, but apparently I'm totally off on that. So. I love you guys. I got to go do
You're
my
You're a doll.
Show.
Go do your show. Thank you.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye, girl.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yep.
She's doing a show, too.
I can't believe she called.
All right, does that help at all or no?
Kind of, but I got to play it, but I don't know that it's that, but I'll find it. I'll find it, but I thank you for the help.
All right, tickets for the Who.
Yes.
Who's Moving On. Their residency over at Caesar's Palace. We have those to give away. We'll do that in about 6-7 minutes from now. Steve, was that a little weird?
Well, a little bit.
I just thought she could help, and certainly she tried.
God bless her.
I'm going to give you my vote. Are you ready?
Yes.
I think it's Meant to Be by Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, wow.
Could you actually be thinking of a country song, Carla?
Well, I got to find out now. Florida Georgia Line.
Knowing how much you love country music.
That would hurt me.
Yeah, but
it
was really, that one song was really popular. It played on all the rock stations for a while.
Yes, you're right.
Oh,
you're right about that. Oh, my gosh. You might be right.
Steve, have a great day. By the way, give us your Go Nights Go.
Go Nights Go.
All right, those Who tickets.
Yes.
We're going to tell you how to win those. after Bonnie Tyler.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we have a lot of things going on here this morning. But we do want to give away the tickets before we can buy them. The Who, moving on. Caesar's Palace residency in May. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. All you have to do is identify the name of this song by title. The clip, we're playing it backwards.
Yes.
All right, haven't done this in a while.
Okay.
Listen very closely. All right, name that song by title. That's all you have to do. Now, you got the phone lines on hold, but okay. We'll get through news and weather. And then starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Here it is one more time. Listen closely. Figure it out. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets before you could even buy them. The Who, moving on, coming to Vegas. All you have to do is identify this clip by title from a song by The Who. Carla, we have Sarah on the phone. Sarah, can you give it a shot? Give us the name of that song we're playing backwards.
Sounds like Tears for Fears, but I think it's Eminem's Front.
Yes!
That's it! Wow. Good job! That's so funny. Somebody else said it sounded like Tears for Fears,
well,
too.
Well, maybe
that's
she could so help funny. You with your Kesha song.
Yeah, I know. Or the other song.
Or the other song you're trying to think
song,
of.
It's a pop song, by the way.
Yeah. I thought it sounded like that song. I don't like country either, but Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, everybody
it's
is
not,
saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not. It is not Lady Antebellum. It is not Florida Georgia Line.
All right,
I know.
Well, let's get back to business. You got the tickets. The Who, moving on. The residency over at Caesar's Palace at the Coliseum. This is for their residency in May, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick these tickets up before anybody can even buy them. By the way, they go on sale this morning at about 10 a.m. But anyways, awesome. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank
Sarah.
Mike and Carla.
Give us your Go Nights Go.
Go Nights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. A woman in Pennsylvania tried to shoplift an entire cart full of stuff from a Walmart earlier in the week while the store was hosting a Shop with a Cop charity event. Do you not get the flyers and all the junk mail about?
Oh, I love that. I love it.
The cops quickly swarmed and arrested her for theft.
Actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
I know.
Hit them where they are.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Because they're not. They're well, yep. People are going to think that they're not going to steal. You know what? I don't blame.
Oh
them.
Man, okay.
You got like caught. But.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. They
good to know you
up.
Think like that, Morty.
They set me up.
Yeah, we set up.
It's a trap.
Oh, man.
Wow. I'm surprised you're not in jail yet. A 22-year-old woman in New York City recently posted an ad on Craigslist looking for a divorce lawyer. She said she doesn't have a lot of money, but, quote, I'm young and attractive. Maybe we can work something out. She added a picture of herself in lingerie. Is that bad? Is that a bad thing? I mean, she doesn't have a lot of money. She just wants to get a divorce. And
oh, so pro bono.
Swipe right. Swipe right.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't use that at Anthem, did you?
No, I didn't. I was actually going to do that story.
Well, at least you got the punchline in.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
I'm here for you.
So it's pro bono.
Yeah.
And well, I'm sorry, what?
That quid pro bono.
Chris Morris, Blue Hill, Maine. He posted a Tinder ad for his grieving duck. The duck lost his partner a couple weeks ago to a hungry bobcat. The ad reads, duck seeking duck. Lonesome runner duck seeks companion. Partner recently deceased. Serious replies only.
Uh-huh.
There you go for this duck. Uh-huh. And, let me see, which one do I want to do now, Mike?
By the way, the duck, you said lost its partner?
Yeah, it's going to be...
So it's a same-sex relationship?
No. I just don't know that they call them husband and wife or, significant others. It would be a partner. No, I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right.
It didn't say long time companion.
I'm just giving you time to look for another story.
Oh, no, I'm good. Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Pretty boring now. Okay. Listen, if you're in Texas, Pearland, Texas, actually, I think this is a great story. Police are hosting mugshots with Santa. And this is where you're... You can bring your naughty kids to the police station and get a little mugshot with Santa with the lines behind you, the whole bit. Signs also that will read like texting addict refuses to nap, things like that. Oh. And it's raising money, actually, for needy families. So if you want to scare your kids straight, that's the way to do it right there. Where are we going? To the police
That's
thing?
The second thing I've seen about scaring kids for the holidays.
Yeah, well, you know what, Morty? That's why I didn't have any. They're at the police. You know what? You can leave her there. I don't care.
The other one was wrapped empty boxes and put it under the tree, and every time they're bad, throw them in the fireplace.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm like, that's genius.
You know what? Now I wish I'd had kids. Yeah. That's the thing. Now I wish I had kids. It's Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
As we do every morning, we like to end the show with a bit of good news. Now, we actually got in on this, which was really sweet. Brenda Viatoro, teaching at Le Cordon Bleu, this was many years ago. They encourage activities that support worthy causes there. And she says she was a product of the Vietnam generation. Her family members and friends served in the war. Some volunteered, some were drafted, and some of the vets were treated very poorly, as we know, when they returned. She said it had a strong effect on her. And she wants anybody who's out there serving to feel appreciation. So it's called Cookies for Troops. And she gets cracking on this, pretty early on. They just wrapped up thousands of cookies they have done to send elsewhere. Mm-hmm. To send elsewhere to troops that are everywhere in the world, really. Now, Brenda and William, somebody that we know, Mike, from Rebel Fitness over there, he helps them. He is part of this, and he helps bake all these cookies. They brought us a little tin of them. But they just wrapped up, and like I say, they're going out. They say it's to help the community recognize our servicemen and women, past and present, for their service. They not only receive a package or a visit, they also when they're out there, they don't know anyone. It's kind of a nice memory from home, hopefully. And again, so they're not forgotten. We are grateful.
Nice.
Cookies for Troops.
You know what? Do we have the information if people want to get involved with that or find out more?
I don't know if they have to or not. They have a lot of volunteers, but it is on Facebook, and it is just that, Cookies for Troops.
All right. Okay? Check it out. I love it.
Definitely.
Like I said, because more so it's a local story.
Absolutely.
And that's what we look for. So if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Recapping the show. Well, I wish people could have helped you.
We're going to spend this whole weekend trying to figure out what that song is.
And it's going to be in your head all weekend.
It is. It already is in my head. I haven't been able to get rid of it.
The new song by Kesha, along with Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And who's the other?
Sturgill Simpson, who's a country artist.
You say it sounds like, and everybody's been saying Little Big Town or?
No, Florida, Georgia Line.
Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum, but it's not.
I didn't even think about Little Big Town.
Yeah, no, no. No. And I don't, unless it's a crossover, I don't listen to country.
Right. Not tequila.
So, no, Morty.
And guess who we had on our show this morning?
Well, she tried to help us.
And she couldn't even do that.
No, Mercedes. She could not help us.
God bless
her. Thank you for calling, Mercedes.
And by the way, if you're looking for the bobblehead, Marc-Andre Fleury bobblehead, you said it.
It's sold out, but they're pre-selling for like a second batch.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So pretty cool.
April 2020.
Pretty cool.
And don't forget, Monday morning, right after our show, going to be over on West Sahara.
Yeah.
And what is it? Rampart, I think, or something like that.
It's Sahara and and Durango, actually.
Oh, Durango.
Right on Sahara and Durango.
Right over here.
Yeah, the Smiths right around the corner from us.
Going to be rocking the Jingle Bell for Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Stop by, say hi, make a donation. More information about that on our website, 963kklz.com. A lot of people looking for the Jingle Bell Rock. They are all over town. You got another clue coming up. 1 o'clock with Wendy Rush. Do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. And again, be nice to each other.
Yes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.